Manx Radio Sport.
Hello and welcome to Friday Sport Preview on Manx Radio. Rob Pritchard and the team here with you until 6:30 p.m. with the latest look at the sporting action to come on Ireland this weekend. So, coming up tonight, a potential title decider in Division 2 and a clash of the Titans in the Women's FA Cup form part of the Manx football fixtures this coming Saturday and Sunday. In rugby, a Cheshire RFU final will be held on Ireland for the first time tomorrow, with two Ireland sides to face off for silverware. And the title races are hotting up across the Alabama men's and ladies hockey leagues with just three game weeks to go. That is all to come this evening. Hello and welcome back to Friday Sport Preview on Manx Radio. I'm Rob Pritchard, joined by the assorted correspondents of ours this evening once more to take a look at the football, rugby and hockey action taking place on the Isle of Man this weekend. Plenty to go through, and we're going to turn our attention to the footballing side of things first in this crucial part of the season. And now we turn to our football correspondent, Tony Mepham, as ever. Tony, very good evening to you.
Good evening to you, Rob, as well.
Well, taking a look at some of these fixtures, all matches on Saturday. We'll go through those first, all of those kicking off at 2:30 p.m. with one exception. And we'll start with that one exception because we're going to take a look at the Canada Life Men's Premier League to start with. And the early kickoff there is at 1:45 p.m. over at the Bowl. And that sees a St Mary's side still pushing towards the top of the table at the moment, up against a Corinthians outfit, Tony, that seems to have blown a bit hot and cold over the last few weeks.
Yeah, I think it's a learning curve for Corinthians at the moment because new squad members coming in all the time, 16-year-olds reaching the right date of birth to play senior football, and also one or two coming back from injury, and one or two people sort of really playing well in the combination being brought in. But, you know, against St Mary's at the Bowl, it's a tough old pitch to play down there. It's a big pitch. St Mary's play it well. But I watched St Mary's last week against Old Boys. Even though they won it, they've got a lot more to offer. So whether they're not on it at the moment, I'm not too sure. But certainly, Ben Qualtro's put his team news out very quickly, and Nathan Little will come back into the squad. Ronan McDonald's in as well. So it's looking pretty good for him. And with the young players just getting more experience each time, they'll try and make it very, very difficult for St Mary's. I'm going to stick my neck out here. I've just got a funny feeling about this one and the team that Corinthians have got, that they might just sneak this one against St Mary's.
Very well. Then let's take a look out to the west of the island, and the current leaders, Peel, up against a Ramsey side who they've managed to get the better of in league and cup competitions so far this season. But it hasn't been easy going for Peel against this Ramsey team.
No, it isn't. And that just shows you what quality Ramsey have got there. And when they're full strength, they could compete with anyone at the top of Canada Life Premier League. But at the moment, you know, one or two players keep missing from them, and missing games as well, Rob, isn't it? Because they've had a few problems with their pitch, you know, with the water, so have a lot of clubs. But against Peel at Douglas Road, it's always tough going, and Dan Bell and Mark Kelly's team will be just looking to see if they can get maximum points in this one. I think they will, because this fixture here, Peel against Ramsey or Ramsey against Peel, seems to be everlasting, doesn't it? I think they've met four or five times this year, so we've got to go for Peel at the moment. I just think the push, and with Ayr United sort of in a good position, they've got to just keep winning, and if they can get some extra goals to increase their goal difference, which is supreme anyway, then they could do it big time. So yeah, I'm going to go for Peel.
Speaking of Ayr United, Peel's nearest challengers, of course, they're back on home turf at Andrus Playing Fields up against St George's, Tony.
Yeah, and St George's battled really well last week, and the news I got back was that even though there's a few players in there a little bit older than the rest of the team, they've still got the experience and pulled it together really well for them. But against an Ayr United side that are pushing for this league title, then you've just got to just look at the front players that they've got there. They've got Sean Kelly playing well, Danny Oram's in there, and it's really strong going forward. Midfield work hard. Johnny Shields is there, and you've got Jamie Callister, and it just sort of gels together. So I just don't see St George's winning this one, and another 3 points were there.
And right at the other end of the Isle of Man, in the south of the island, over at Croyte Lowy, Rushen United up against Laxey. And Tony, two sides that we've seen glimpses of this season, when they're on song, they can really put on a show.
Yeah, I just wonder, yeah, I looked at Johnny Palmer's team for tomorrow, and there's a few players missing, so there's a bit of injury in there, and I think possibly one or two players away. So Johnny's going to have to bring some players in who have sort of been on the edge of the squad, but there's still good players in there. As well with Russian, there's always a good crowd and always vocal, and they'll be looking to see if they can take some points away from Laxey. But looking at the league table, Laxey's sitting third and Russian are in eighth. I just think that says it all, and I think Laxey, even though they're missing a couple, will be too strong.
And then over at Bala Fletcher, Douglas Royal up against a side that don't have to make too long a journey. I think Union Mills.
Yeah, it's pretty close, aren't they? But I think Union Mills will be looking at this fixture and think, we can get 3 points here. Michael Fitzmaurice, I don't think, is available for this game. That's the manager. So someone else will be stepping in to run the team, as where Ryan Kelly, the manager of Union Mills, is sort of getting it together for them. And the boys have started been playing well, scoring plenty of goals. And I just think Union Mills will be too strong for them tomorrow. And I think that will put Union Mills in a really safe place then. They're on 12 points at the moment. That will put them on 15 and just gives that gap a little bit away from Renan and Braddon.
And the last, but certainly not least, game in the Canada Life Men's Premier League this weekend, St John's United, they'll be hosting Braddon.
Yeah, I was speaking to St John's manager, Sam Brown. He says there's one or two players back in this week, which will make them a bit stronger. Disappointed to drop points last week. But Braddon, you know, a lot of good young players in there. Watched them on Wednesday, and congratulations to them on winning the Under-18s League. They're really cracking players. Going forward, they look good. They battle hard at the back, and that sort of comes through into the first team. So St John's have got to be careful on this one, but I just think St John's, with one or two players back in, they'll be strong enough to take the points.
Okay, turning now to DPS Limited Division 2, 5 games there, and one of them stands out straight away. It is the meeting, the second meeting of the season between the top two, the leaders. Castletown on 39 points are being hosted by Foxdale on 38 points, but Foxdale with 2 games in hand. And Tony, as well, there has been a change of venue for this game, I believe.
Yeah, this one's being moved down to Colby. It's the pitch that Governors Athletic used to use. I think, you know, the rain that we've had this week, it's been pretty heavy, hasn't it? And I think there's some due in tonight, possibly tomorrow. So that's why they've switched it to Colby. And, you know, it'll just help things, I think, a little bit, because a sticky billy goat won't make for a good game of football. When you look at it, the goal differences on both sides, 42, they're close in, but it's not like Onken's, not like Michael's, they're ahead of them on that goal difference. So it's a real battle in there, and I think Foxdale have done really well this season. They've already had sort of good performances against Castletown, and I think it's got to go Foxdale's way again. I just think in front at the moment, scoring goals, they're absolutely flying.
Very well, and not forgetting, of course, 4 other games across DPS Limited Division 2. Douglas High School Old Boys, they'll be hosting Douglaston District. Gyms are at home against Maloo, Ramsey Youth Centre and Old Boys. They host Onken, and Michael United, they'll be welcoming Colby.
Just look at that, Old Boys against D&D. Old Boys just don't want to get anyone injured, ready for the big game next week, so you've got to go for Old Boys to win that. Gyms against Maloo. Both teams struggling a little bit in Div 2, but I'm going to go for Maloo just to take it. I think the squad's strong enough. Ramsey Centre against Onken. Onken are absolutely flying. You know, you look at their goal difference, it's the best in the league so far. So you go for Onken to win that. And Michael against Colby. Michael have just got to get a bit of consistency back in. I think promotion is going to be too tough for them, but certainly the Paul Henry Gold Cup's a good chance. And I'm going to go for Michael to take the victory away from Colby.
Very well. Now, a glance over at the combination divisions. We'll start off with the 5 games taking place in Canada Life Combination 1 on Saturday.
Union Mills against Douglas Royal. Look at the league table, says it all. So I'm going to go for Union Mills to win. Ramsey against Peel. Looks like Ramsey have just got to keep winning the games and the title will be theirs. Laxey against Russian. You have to go for Russian to win there. Braddon against St John's. I'll go with St John's. And Corinthians against St Mary's. I'm going to go for St Mary's just to take it.
And rounding out Saturday is a busy schedule of fixtures over in DPS Limited Combination 2. 6 games on the cards there.
Yeah, Douglaston District against Old Boys. Old Boys to win. And then Maloo against Gyms. Go for Maloo. Onken against Ramsey Centre and Old Boys. I'm going to go for Old Boys just to sneak this close game. Castan against Foxdale. It should go Castan's way. Douglas Athletic, who had that great result last week, against Governors Athletic. Go with Athletic. And Colby against Michael. I'm going to go for Colby just to take it.
and those other games on Saturday. Well, turning to Sunday, the footballing action continues, and taking a look at the first on the list here, well, this is a real clash of the titans in the women's game here on the Isle of Man. The rearranged fixture in the Canada Life Women's FA Cup first round, Peel versus Corinthians, Tony.
Yeah, it's a huge game, this one, and one of the big boys, or big girls, I should say, teams are going to go out of this one. And you know, at the moment, it's so hard to call this one because they're littered with real quality, both teams. I don't know who's available for what, so that might just have an idea of where this might go. But I've got to go for Corinthians just to take it. I think one or two players have come back into playing football. Kira Morgan, one of them, really good player. And I just think that might be the difference against Peel.
Well, that's not the only women's football taking place on Sunday. There are two games scheduled in the Canada Life Women's League on Sunday, also 2 o'clock kickoffs.
Yeah, Maloo against Castletown. Castletown struggled in their last game against Douglas Royal. Didn't quite have enough players, but hopefully they're okay this weekend. So I'm going to go for Maloo to win. And Onken against Douglas Royal. Onken, I'm going to go to take this. And this is being played at Douglas High School Old Boys.
And last but certainly not least, on Sunday, two games making up the first round of the Masters FA Cup.
Yeah, and this is quite open this year, I think, on this one. And Colby against Peel. I wouldn't be surprised if this doesn't go to extra time. It's that tight. But I think Peel have the experience players in there to get the result. And Governors Athletic against Laxey. They played each other recently. Laxey have sort of dipped a little bit in their results, but I still think they'll be strong enough to take the result away from Governors.
As your Isle of Man footballing fixtures across Saturday and Sunday. Well, Tony, we've got quick 60 seconds here. We'll just take a brief look over at FC Isle of Man, heading over to Cheadle Town in the NWCFL Premier Division. Kick-off at 1 o'clock at Park Road Stadium tomorrow. FC Isle of Man coming off not just back-to-back wins, but back-to-back late wins as well, chasing a third straight win for only the third time, what would be only the third time this season if they managed to get 3 points over at Cheadle Town tomorrow. Do you think there's an extra belief in this FC Isle of Man team, not just getting the 3 points, but the manner in which they've got them in the last couple of games?
Yeah, I think last week, let's go to that one. The first half, they were awful. And in the second half, they were tremendous, just right the way through, and they thoroughly deserved it. And to lose Callum Sherry as well and still get that result, brilliant. I thought the second half, whatever Paul Jones said to them at halftime, he got it absolutely spot on. He changed it round a little bit and it helped. And well done to them, because that first 45 minutes, Rob, that's probably the worst I've seen them play for a long, long time. But the second half, what a transformation, and congratulations to them.
I've never seen more animated hand gestures when we've both been commentating on a game there. But nevertheless, they managed to get the 3 points against Longridge Town with that second half comeback. And do you think they might have, if they do find themselves a goal down to Cheadle Town or behind in some form or another, they're going to have to draw on a little bit of that grit that they've shown in the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think it's not that. It's when things aren't going well for you, is if you can change it and get it right, that means the management and the players are listening to each other. And that's what I think happened, because I just couldn't believe it. And I was getting frustrated watching it, because it just didn't seem to come together for them. But in that second period, that was brilliant to watch. And that was a good Longridge team that played in that first half. But the second half, they disappeared, and FC Isle of Man stepped up and got the win. Well done.
Very well, Tony Meppen, thank you very much indeed.
Manx Radio Sport.
Well, moving on, and it's both a busy weekend and a milestone weekend in Isle of Man rugby this Saturday. Tomorrow we'll see the first ever Cheshire RFU competition final to be staged on Manx shores, with two island sides in Ramsey and Western Vikings facing off for silverware at Bala Fletcher. Douglas face a tough home test in Regional 2 Northwest, whilst Vagabonds are looking to keep their promotion hopes alive as they host one of the county's four ADM Manx Cheshire frontrunners. There'll also be optimism around Vagabonds ladies in their latest women's NC1 Northwest encounter on home turf. Here with all the details is Dave Christian.
The Cheshire Plate final, it's the first Cheshire final that's been held on Ireland. The final was supposed to be played in Cheshire midweek under floodlights in February, but because we got two Isle of Man sides into the final, they decided that we'd play on the Isle of Man. It makes so much more sense. It's at Bala Fletcher, neutral venue. Kickoff is at 2:30. Anybody going to that, if the car park is full, please don't park on hospital driveway. Use the main hospital car park. Please make sure you park sensibly up there at Bala Fletcher. It's likely to be a busy day. Ramsey against Western Vikings. Now, based on form, it's going to be a Ramsey win. However, It's a final. It's a cup final. Well, plate final indeed. And you never know quite how the other side will be boosted by that. Ramsey have won or swept all before them in the Manx Shield competition. They're 3 out of 3 in their pool games in the Cheshire Plate. You've got to fancy their chances for a win. However, Western Vikings are a little tough side and they get a little bit of get up and go behind them. They're going to cause Ramsey some problems, particularly in the forwards. Ramsey have named their team Captain Matthew Meekin. He's not available this weekend. He picked up a shoulder injury in the Vagabonds game, so he's out of the side. Also missing from the Ramsey lineup, the try machine Brandon Atchison. He's not available this weekend. And also another second row man missing is Eddie Lord. On paper, at least, they should be the winners. However, like I said, it's a cup competition. Western Vikings, big players in the forwards. The Goodwin brothers, Jack and Harry, excellent in the back row. It depends where they're going to play them. Harry Goodwin can kick his goals as well. We'll be there to cover that one for Saturday Live. There is provision for extra time if needed. Douglas in Regional 2 Northwest, they're coming into their closing stages of their season. They've got a few tough fixtures left, and the first one is tomorrow, fourth place, Crewe and Nantwich. Crewe and Nantwich, they beat Douglas away at Crewe earlier in the season. Crewe are up in fourth. They've still got an opportunity to go a little bit higher. Things are looking up and down for Crewe and Nantwich. However, they're bringing a big travelling party over with them, and that'll give them a little bit more support down there at Portishee. We've got an emergency provision as well. Portishee can get a little bit damp. There's a provision to switch it to Ramsey if need be, and that kickoff at Portishee at least is scheduled for 2:45. Vagabonds as well up at Bala Fletcher. Big day there. Three games on the card. They play league leaders Ashton on the line. Vagabonds beat Ashton away earlier in the season and picked up a bonus point and denied Ashton on the line any points at all. So you've got to fancy their chances here. They've got two games left, Ashton on the line and Colne and Nelson. Both of those sides are above them in the table and both of those sides play each other next weekend. So this could be really decisive in terms of promotion. Vagabonds need to finish in the top two. They're outside chance at the moment. They're in third. I think they're 4 or 5 points down on the team above them. That's going to be difficult to make up, but there's still an opportunity for them. So they'll be going great guns. We've got no team news as yet from Bala Fletcher, but we suspect Dan Bonwick and Mark Oldfield were rested from last week's Manx Cup game against Southern Nomads. Vaggers have had those two cup games to fill in the gaps in their fixture list. They're going to be a little bit more ready for this game than Ashton Under Lyne, who haven't played for a few weeks now. So fingers crossed for Vagabonds. That one up there, kickoff there is at 1 o'clock at Bala Fletcher for Vagabonds versus Ashton Under Lyne. And also at Bala Fletcher, we have Vagabonds Ladies. They're against Eccles. Vagabonds Ladies in Women's NC1 Northwest. They're bottom of the table and haven't had a win this season. However, the team above them is Eccles, and there's only 5 points in it. So in theory, Vaggers could go ahead of Eccles. Depends how they play. They've blown a little bit hot and cold. It's a transitional season for them. Load of new players coming in. We've watched them there a couple of times at Bala Fletcher. In the second half, they suddenly come good, and if they can just knuckle down tomorrow and make sure they play the second half in the first half and again in the second half, if that makes sense, they should come out on top.
Manx Radio Sport.
And finally, with just 3 game weeks left to play, the title races are hotting up across the Isle of Man men's and ladies' hockey leagues heading into this weekend's fixtures. Numerous top-flight battles remaining wide open and could go down to the wire. So, what does this Saturday have in store as the stakes continue to rise? I spoke with our hockey correspondent Ben Cunningham to find out. Well, turning once again to the Isle of Man men's and ladies' hockey season, it really is becoming crunch time across the divisions of both the top and the bottom, with just 3 weekends of league action remaining in the season, and one of those 3 weekends is this Saturday. So let's take a look at the fixtures taking place. We'll start off in the ladies' Premier League. The early pushback there is at 12 o'clock at King William's College. That sees Castletown B up against Backers A, Ben.
Interesting game for Castletown B, who are still yet to get points on the board, and time is running out for them, and they really do need to get some points this weekend, because I think the following weekend coming they meet Harlequins, who are their nearest contenders, and if they lose that, it's going to be relegation for them. Don't rule out Backers putting another good performance in here. I think it's going to be a Backers A win on that game.
And then at 2 o'clock at QE2 in Peel is a meeting of two of the three front runners in the ladies Premier League, Valkyries A. They'll be hosting Castletown A.
Valkyries A are top of the league at the moment. Castletown A lost out to Vikings A last time out, so they'll want to definitely get back to winning ways this weekend. It could be an interesting one, this one, because, of course, Castletown have been known for causing a few surprises.
And speaking of Valkyries A being top and displacing Vikings A at the top, Vikings A, they're going to be wanting to make up ground at 2 o'clock at the NSC in Douglas. They're hosting Harlequins A.
Vikings A are level on points with Valkyries A. It's just goal difference that separates the two sides. Harlequins A, though, know that they'll have a very tough challenge ahead of them to try and stop Vikings, but they'll give it a good go.
Then turning to the Men's Premier League, and two games pushing back at 12:30, and one of those at the National Sports Centre in Douglas sees the leaders, Vikings A, up against Harlequins A, Ben.
Yeah, yet again, of course, Harlequins A, they've had a good season, really. However, they've got a tough task this weekend against Vikings A, who know they have to keep winning because Backers A are only on their tails and they're only 1 point behind them. So Vikings A there definitely need to get the points out of this one.
Well, at the same time at 12:30 at QE2 in Peel, Backers B, who are still fighting for survival towards the bottom of the table, they've got a tough task up against Valkyries A.
Absolutely, and they need to get something out of this weekend or it is going to be relegation for them. They have a tough task, like you say, against Valkyries A, who had a really good win last weekend.
And then at 1:30 at King William's College in the south of the island, that sees Castletown A up against Backers A. You would favour Backers A, the defending champions on paper, Ben, but could Castletown A spring a surprise here?
If they can get a good strong squad out, then they could challenge Backers here, but like we say, Backers though know that they're only 1 point behind Vikings, and if Harlequins were to do Backers a favour and get one over Vikings, then yeah, it could make things really interesting. I think Backers though on the day will be too strong for Castletown A.
Taking a look at the other divisions, we'll start with Ladies Division 1. Three games there, and two of these in particular, Ben, could have big implications in the title race here.
Yeah, absolutely. And the first one is at 11:05 at Castle Rushen High School, and this sees the league leaders Vikings B take on Valkyries B in a game that could be really crucial, because the game after them at 12:30 at Castle Rushen High School is second v third, and that's Backers B against Ramsey A. Now, if Valkyries can get one over Vikings B, Backers B, if they can win, or Ramsey, they will draw. They will bring that gap down to just either 1 point for Ramsey, or if it's Backers that win, it'll be level pegging and it'll be on goal difference. So massive game there. And then the final fixture in this league, which is at 3 o'clock at King Williams College, is again another big one, but this time down the bottom. Backers C against Castletown C. Castletown C are bottom at the minute, but Backers C are only just 1 point ahead of them. So a huge game.
And three games as well in Men's Division 1.
And the first one is at 11:05 at the NSC, and this is a intercup derby between Vikings B and Vikings C. 3:35 at QE2, we have Valkyries against Castletown B, and again at 3:35 we have at Castle Rushen High School Harlequins B against Ramsey A.
Looking at the respective Division 2s now, three games as well. Ladies Division 2.
2:05 at Castle Rushen High School, and this sees Castletown E against Harlequins B. Again at 2:05 at Ramsey Grammar School, we have Valkyries B against Ramsey B. And then 3:35 at the NSC is Vikings C against Castletown D.
Just the two games in Men's Division 2.
And they are Valkyries against Castletown, 11:05 at QE2, and Ramsey B against Backers D, 12:30 at Ramsey Grammar School.
Well, that wraps things up for Friday Sport Preview here on Manx Radio this evening. Thank you so much for joining us. And also, thanks as always to our guests this week, Tony Meppam, Dave Christian and Ben Cunningham. As always, have yourself a wonderful Friday evening, whatever you're doing, and a wonderful weekend as well. Chris Kinley is here with you next. But from me, until next time, it's bye for now.
Manx Radio. Sport.